Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super, super excited to have you joining us here today. Oh, my goodness. That's right. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. So, listen, I'm super excited to have you joining us here today. We have three awesome spotlight interviews we're going to be sharing with you. I see my first guest is hanging out in the virtual green room now. I'm going to be bringing him to the mic, so hopefully he's enjoying some virtual snacks while he's in there. Listen, we're going to be chatting it up with Minister Bobby Fan. I'm telling you what, you want to hear all about this dynamic producer, songwriter, artist. We're going to be chatting it up with him. Then we're going to go into our new artist spotlight, talking to Linda Clark. She's right here from Virginia, New Beginnings project that's out. She's awesome. We're going to let you learn more about her. And then our third segment, we're going to be talking to Pastor Kimberly A. Ridley of the community, the Light Community Church. And they started just about 2 years ago. They're getting ready to move into their brand new facility in September. So we just want to spotlight them and let you know a little bit more about them. So listen, we're going to jump right on in. I know you're following me on Twitter. So twitter.com/Charvette. And of course, Facebook.com/Charvette. Hello to all of our listeners that are tuning in from Twitter and from Facebook. We see you, and those that are hanging out on the phone lines, welcome as well. All right, so we're going to the mics right now to bring my first guest on air, Mr. Bobby Fan. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Charvette, God bless you. How are you doing?
I am awesome. How are you doing today?
Well, you know what? I'm blessed. I'm in between. Just feeling a little funny, you know, because I have a back home in New Jersey. I'm actually down in North Carolina today, down in Aberdeen, North Carolina, working with Ty Scott artist Ruth Lyonta Jones, producing her her album. And I just received some news from one of my group members that his mother is not in, she's in very critical condition. The doctors are declaring, you know, that she's not going to make it. But we just have our hopes and faith in God, you know.
Amen. And we believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's why I said God is still great. Sometimes you cry, sometimes you smile, but God is still strong and mighty, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask.
Absolutely, which is right in line with the single that is out, How Great. Certainly that is right in line with that. And I got to say, I love Ruth, so big shout out to Ruth. I know she retweeted about the show, and I love that young lady. I saw on your Twitter that you were in North Carolina, so I appreciate you kind of stealing away a few minutes to just chat with us and to chat with our listeners. So I certainly want to start out by saying I had an opportunity to hear you in a seminar about production and being a producer, and I could hear that that was where your heartstrings really are. How did you get started in the production arena, in the producing arena?
Well, Charvette, starting off, I've always, been, even in high school, I take it back to my high school days, I was in the marching band in high school, and my little did I know, my band director was actually letting me kind of be the MD. I would go and get music that most bands were not playing in high school, and we would rearrange them and do them our way. So even back then, I was doing it in the natural sense, but as time went on, God helped me to be around some other choirs and artists within New Jersey area that were seeking somebody to help them produce. And at that time, I really didn't know what production meant. I never really knew what production meant, but as it went on, God was teaching me, and I would like to say, the great part about this is it was a transformation from the natural sense of hearing what I hear in the natural, but really producing is really like even on Sunday mornings, as I'm the minister of music at Glory Tabernacle in Bristol, New Jersey, where my bishop is Bishop Hadley. Even there, yes, my job is to produce the sound of heaven in our church setting. And so the object here is that as a minister of music or a producer, our job is to be able to produce the sound, to be able to draw what heaven is saying at the particular time for a particular artist or a particular choir. That's what it's all about.
Wow. And do you see new artists kind of skimping or cutting corners in the production area?
Absolutely. The main thing is, if it's not, you know, a Bubby fan, there's a lot of good, talented artists that are out there. But one thing that has to happen is the world never really skips when it comes to their production. Even when you do big R&B shows, if you go and see a rap concert or you go and see Patti LaBelle or Anita Baker, their shows are very elaborate with lighting. The sound is perfect. Everything is professional looking. The church, we have to learn to change our mindset about our production and what we're representing. We're representing the Mighty King. And the
yes.
Mighty King, we're supposed to have all keys to the kingdom.
Wow.
As a worship leader, or as a musician, as a producer, as an artist, the object is for us to work strong for the kingdom, because we're all people see.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Wow. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are talking to the infamous, the famous Bubby Fan, songwriter, producer, artist, definitely all over the web you can find out about him. So let's talk about Praise Interpretations. So Bubby Fan and your group, Praise Beyond. How did you come up with the name Praise Beyond for your group?
Well, many of you guys might not know this, but a few years back, we first got signed, which was to the label that Roof is on now, Ty Scott. The group was called Bubby Fan and Unlimited Praise. That was the title of our group, Unlimited Praise. And basically, I had a song that God gave me on two albums ago, and it talks about us praising beyond our circumstances, praising beyond what's going on. And the lyrics say, if we do, the mighty God, Jehovah, he'll see us through. And so what I started realizing is the music abilities that we have is to lend to the people and to also lend for God, for the use of God. And what I ended up doing was taking Praise Beyond as a title to the ministry, so that we can always interpret what our full job is. Our job is, no matter, even on Sunday mornings when we don't feel like leading worship, our job is to go there and do it, and do it with excellence.
Wow. I love it. And certainly, you are a songwriter, so I know that you are always writing songs that help take people and help them to praise beyond. You have over 250 compositions. You've written, penned songs for charting artists such as Pastor Marvin Sapp. So certainly, songwriting is in you as well as production. Did you do all of the writing on this project?
Yes, all the writing basically done with me except for like one song. I'd like to just give a shout out to my MD, who is my co-producer. His name is Donald Rowell from New Jersey. If anyone's looking for tracks, he's an excellent track person, and most of all, he has a very humble heart. But he basically helped me arrange the music.
Wonderful. Oh, right. It's good to have partnerships, right?
Oh, you know, listen, let me tell you, Charvette, I'll give you a little story. Even though I've written that many songs, only about 15 or 20 of them has got placed on records. So what it started telling me was, sometimes it's better for everybody to eat from the pie. I'm humble enough to say that. So basically what I'm saying for writers and producers, sometimes if you got something good that somebody else is bringing to the table, give them a piece of the writing, give them a piece of the publishing, let them work for it, and guess what? At the end of the day, we all eat.
That's good advice right there. That is good advice right there. And so I definitely want to mention that you were able to attract the eye of super producer Fred Jerkins, certainly with a Dark Child production, and you and your group Praise Beyond were signed with Dark Child Gospel's roster. So what was that like?
Wow, that was definitely a strong blessing to God. I just thank God for it. Me and Fred and Rodney, actually, we all grew up, our fathers are bishops and pastors. We grew up, right, our churches are right down the street from each other all our life. And Freddie and his brother Rodney, they went on to be, you know, as everybody know, mega superstar producers. Producing Beyonce, and the list goes on, Monica, Brandy, and Spice Girls, and the list goes on and on. And even Justin Bieber, Rodney just did something with him. But the great part about it is they were humble enough to consider using me as their first gospel, or one of their main first gospel artists. They did have Virtue signed with them a few years back, but I'm the newest signing artist out of New Jersey. It was just a blessing for them to bring me on. And Fred is a very, very intelligent man. A lot of people don't know what, you know, he has several businesses that he runs. He runs a restaurant chain, two restaurants.
Wow.
Jersey. He's an entrepreneur. He does other things outside of music. And it's just, at the same time, I'm learning from him as a businessman. So it's a blessing all the way around.
You know what? That's phenomenal, because it's great to be around people who are movers and shakers, and not just staying in one place and stagnant, and not just have all their eggs in one basket.
Yeah, it's definitely like that. And Fred and Rodney, they've been doing it for quite a long time. And even, like I said, outside of music, they're doing such great things. You know, and even with the fact that he was telling me how to be able to just be able to handle your money right, you know, the business aspect of things. All of those things are very important. A lot of times the Bible tells us all the time that we always lose out if we do not get wisdom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very important, you know, we cannot lack wisdom at all. We have to stay on top of the wisdom.
Stay on top of the wisdom. There you go, listeners. That's something great to tweet right there. And make sure you give Bubby Fan credit. At symbol, Bubby Fan.
I probably the word, but it works.
Yes. And the at symbol, Bubby Fan. That's with two N's. Listen, I tweeted, retweeted about him, so you can connect easily there. So certainly people can pick up the project everywhere, right?
Yes, yes. It's actually going to be in stores coming up in the next 30 days, but right now our main distribution center is iTunes, as well as Amazon and Spotify and all of the above. We're also going to be putting out our video to iTunes. We've got a full length DVD video that's going to be coming out on iTunes very shortly, and we just recently also did. We've been doing a lot of traveling, but we just recently performed on Bobby Jones, and our new single is going to be out pretty soon. Though, when they put forth their fall edition of Bobby Jones Show, BT.
All right, so we can look for you on Bobby Jones, and I saw that on Twitter. See, that's why I love Twitter, because Twitter just keeps you up to date with everything. I saw someone tweet about they were looking at your DVD, and then I saw you saying you were going to be taping for Bobby Jones. So listeners, definitely follow Bubby Fan on Twitter, connect with him at symbol Bubby Fan, that's with two N's, and you'll be able to stay up to date on everything that's going on. Well, we're going to let listeners hear how great. Tell us, how do you set this song up? What do you say about this song?
Man, I look forward to doing this song, because the energy level of the music already it speaks for itself. But I look forward to doing it because it definitely wins you vocally. You know, it makes you tired once you finish singing it, but it's just a great opener. God, you know, God deserves that angelic big opening, majestic praise, you know? So
yeah.
We thank God for the song.
And how can people contact you on your main website?
BubbyFan.com.
Great.
Also, our booking is manager Dan02@gmail.com.
And I want to give him a big shout-out because I connected with him, so he was very gracious. So big shout-out to Dan. Big shout-out there. And
yes,
you're
Dan,
on Facebook, too.
Yes, yes. We can go to Facebook at Bubby Fan and Praise Beyond. Bubby Fan and Praise Beyond.
All right. And listen, his main page, his personal page is full. He has too many people on his personal page. So connect on the music page, and you will still have everything that you need. So listen, we thank you so much for your time. We'll let you get back to making that awesome album for Ruth Alantra Jones in North Carolina. And we thank you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Charvette Mitchell, we love you. God bless you. Take care of yourself now.
All right, I sure will. All right, listeners, here we go. How Great by Bubby Fan.
To worship Christ, put your hands together and let us receive Reverend Franklin, Bubby Fan, and Praise Beyond.
clap your hands, everybody.
So you can get it from Amazon, iTunes, all that good stuff. Bubby Fan and Praise Beyond, his main website, BubbyFan.com. All right, listen, we don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to our second segment right after this very quick commercial break. We are delighted to have Linda Clark hanging out in the virtual green room. We're going to be bringing her to the mic momentarily. Listen, she was born in Detroit, Michigan, raised in Alabama, and lives now in Virginia, so we claim her as our own. She is a dynamic vocalist, powerhouse vocalist. She has sung background and opened up for people like Al Jarreau and Maurette Brown Clark and Israel Halton and Vicky Winans, and the list goes on. And we're going to be talking about her latest release, New Beginnings. So don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And guess what? We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Hi, this is Drs. Ray and Vicki Waters. Join us for our next Health and Wealth Fellowship. We meet every third Sunday at 406 East 9 Mile Road, Holland Springs, Virginia, 23075, and the time is 5 o'clock. See you there.
Hello, this is a shout-out to Rejoice Incorporated and Reverend Sandra K. James.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. So glad to have you all listening in from all across the world, the wide web. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And as always, you can go to my main website, which is charvette.com. Very simple for you there. So listen, we're moving right on in to our next segment right now. I am bringing Linda Clark to the mic. I'm excited to have her here. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Charvette. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. I'm always excited to feature artists that are in the same city. So this
yeah.
is a treat. This is a treat. Listen, I got to tell you something. My mother, and I know she's listening, my mother went to an event at your church, Mount Gilead Full Gospel International. Big shout out to Mount Gilead.
Praise God.
And
big shout out. Hey,
yes. And she heard you sing, and she said, you must have her on your show. She's
you gotta
have her. So that's from my mommy, so I know she's listening.
Well, hello, mommy, and thank you for that. Praise God.
Great. So I love to start from the beginning. How did music ministry start for you?
Music ministry started for me way back when, early 70s. In my home in Alabama, I was reared in a God-fearing family, and thank God for mom and dad, who are also ministers of music. So it started very early for me, obviously, as a young child. I didn't really know what the ministry portion of it entailed, but later on in life, when I came to know Jesus for myself, and I was, you know, it was more than just a song to me, you know, that became my walk and my experience with the music ministry side. And that it's a total 180. It's more than just singing, but it's actual ministry.
Actual ministry. And you are a soprano, certainly. Did you know early on kind of what you wanted to do in music ministry, or did you just know, I just want to sing?
That's it. Just wanted to sing. Had no idea. You know, I was able to, thank God, I was able to sing in the show choirs. And, you know, even from my time, my military days, I'm a former soldier. You know, I sang with the Army bands all over the world. And so I just love to sing. But God had another plan. So, and I'm grateful even for that. But absolutely, you know, like my bio says, I was born to sing. So every opportunity I was given, you know, I just did it with so much joy and gratitude, because this is what God, I believe, placed in me to do.
Great. And how would you describe your sound to someone that hasn't experienced you yet or heard your music? How would you describe yourself to them?
Oh, my goodness. And that's the
that's
difficult
a big question.
Task for me. That's hard. Because, you know, I have, depending on where I am, the sound changes, you know, like your mom.
Yeah.
She heard me singing praise and worship, and that's a totally different sound, you know. I'm a little, you know, I'm passionate in every, you know what, that's the word, it's passionate. Whether I'm singing, you know, worship songs, whether I'm singing a love ballad, whether I'm singing a country song, regardless of whether I'm singing the national anthem, I think the sound that you'll hear is passion, and I'm singing it from deep down, you know, and I want to convey a message. So that's the word, that's how I would describe the sound to all of my listeners.
Well, and you know what? I ran across a video of you on YouTube, and you're singing He Loves Me. I think that's Jill Scott. You were at church, and I'm like, she just wrecked that right there.
Praise God.
You know, well, God is diverse, so diversity in ministry.
Yes, he is.
It's awesome,
yes.
You know?
That's
and
beautiful.
So you've had the opportunity to open up and do background vocals for many people, as I
mm-hmm.
mentioned. You know, how did you, have you learned anything or gleaned anything from those experiences that you could share with other new artists, up-and-coming artists?
Absolutely. First and foremost is to just do me. Do yourself. You don't try to mimic and be like any other artist. You know, stay true to yourself. That's one of the things that I've learned and
yeah.
I've been able to see in the wide ranges of in genres of music. You know, if we just concentrate on doing us, you know, God made us each individuals original, and he has something for us to do individually. I used to be so worried that, oh, well, my sound is like this, and, oh, well, I want to, no, you don't have to sound like this one, because you know what? God has already got that taken care of in her. So do you. There is a particular thing that God has put in you to do. Stay true to that one thing and let it shine, and that's the word of advice for I have coming up. And learn. Never get to the point where you feel as though you've arrived and you can't learn anymore. I'm still learning, still open, still teachable, you know,
yeah.
regardless if it's someone with an album with a stellar award or whether it's one of my sisters and brothers here locally on the praise team. I'm still learning. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing, that you continue to have yourself open and avail yourself to grow.
Yeah, and I think we all need to be in that place. We are all
in
that place.
And it's a tough place to be once you've had
yeah.
experiences, but it's, you know, it's there's some humility involved in that area. So that's a big one.
Yes, yes. And so I'm glad you mentioned the praise team at church. So you are a worship leader under pastoral care of Bishop Daniel Robertson Jr.
Woo-hoo!
And co-pastor Alina Robertson. Yes,
yes.
And I just had co-pastor on a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
How important is it to have a grounded, stable covering and to be working in ministry versus just out trying to get a gig?
Oh, my goodness. Spiritual covering is everything to me, you know. And,
yeah.
And again, to be under a spiritual covering of such people of integrity, such strength, such character as my bishop and my co-pastor, it means everything to me. And to not just be under that covering, but to be plugged in to the ministry, doing the work at home first, and then be able to go out. It's an extension, you know. So it starts at home, my physical home, and then, of course, my spiritual home. And then it extends from there. I can't expect God to bless in something that I'm doing if I can't be faithful to where he's led me to get the word on a regular basis.
All right. So you better say amen or you better say
amen.
Ouch. Pick which one you want to say, listeners. Pick which one. There you go, right there. And so let's talk about your latest release. And we're going to let listeners hear New Beginnings.
Yeah.
I love it, love it, love it. So talk about your new release and
yeah.
your writers and producers and all that good stuff.
Yes, indeed. New Beginnings. I released it earlier this year. Believe it or not, I wrote and produced this CD. I'm an independent artist. Praise God. God
yes.
gifted me, yes, in order to, and I actually arranged this song as well. So I have a couple other writers on the song, some dynamic musicians, most of which who are also members of Mount Gilead. Thank God for them, my brothers
yeah.
in Christ. You know, love them. But New Beginnings is huge. You know, it's a song, and this particular album, it's such a diverse piece of work. You know, and it's a collection of Linda, really, is what it is, and because it's out of the box, you know. But New Beginnings, particularly, is an anthem, is a start. You know, it's a fresh start, and it's a
mm-hmm.
reminder to people that regardless of past, regardless of your yesterdays, your yesteryears, in Christ there is new beginning. You know, and long gone are the days that we should be condemning ourselves and each other, because, you know, God is a God of new things, new beginnings.
Yeah.
And if we could just put our eyes and our focus on him and what his intent is and the plans, plural, that
uh-huh.
he has for us. Hello.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We can live. We can live in him. It's in him we live, move, and have our being anyway. So why not start afresh, start anew, even if that new beginning is every day? It's a beautiful thing. And there's so much hope in that.
Oh, yes, there's hope in that. And my pastor, shout out Chief Apostle Olive Brown, she says, you know, God doesn't give you stale blessings. You get new mercies every morning. It's not
it's
not stale. It's fresh every single morning.
Fresh.
So that's, you know, that's right in there. Yeah, right in there with that new beginning. So you can can start your new beginning anytime.
Anytime.
And so where would you like to see your music ministry go? Do you have a vision in mind? Do you have something long term?
My vision is no limits. I want this, I would like to see this music reach the ends of the world, because I don't care if someone is in India and Pakistan, wherever, where it can reach, it can encourage. And whether I'm able to minister in an audience to an audience of 2 or 2,000 or 2 million, I don't even care. Whatever God, wherever he sees fit, and whomever he sees fit to hear it and be able to encourage them, that's where I would like to see it go. You know, there are no limits. You know,
no limits.
There are absolutely no limits. So I have taken the limits off, and I'm like, God, be God. I'm just along for the ride.
We just here for the ride.
That's
with you.
Right.
I'm with you on that. And so I do want to mention also that you make regular appearances with a Richmond jazz band, New Pursuit. So how is that?
So fun, you know. I love doing multiple things. And again, you know, everybody doesn't come to Mount Gilead. Everybody's not in church. So God is love. Love is God. So every opportunity I have, once again, to step outside of that box and able to impart into people some love, whether it's in, you know, whether I'm singing "He Loves Me" by Jill Scott.
Yeah.
Little do they know, I'm planting a seed of love.
Yeah.
So that's amazing, even in that area, to be able to sing and bring happiness to people in those types of arenas as well. So that's awesome.
Awesome. And you do a really, really good job on your social networking site. How important has social media been to you as an independent artist?
It's been amazing to see, because believe it or not, I really, really shied away from it at first. I'm like, I ain't nobody got time to be on Twitter. I don't have time to be on Facebook. They'll find me. Oh, my gosh. It's critical, especially as an independent artist, where I don't have people working for me, per se, pushing, you know, distributing and all this work. So it's tedious. You know, you have to literally put yourself out there and market yourself. And the fans have been amazing and reaching back, you know, the internet radio stations playing the music. And, you know, each one share it with another. And that's exactly how the music is exposed. So I knew I couldn't do it without Twitter. I couldn't do it without Facebook, Reverb Nation, and all these other social media. So, whew, praise God for that. I'm learning. I'm still learning.
Yes.
It's a task. And let me give a big shout out to my assistant, Marcia. She is the bomb, because I honestly don't know where I would be even in that area if it had not been for her.
Thank you, Marcia, administrator and marketing. Thank you. Our hats are off to you. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're in our artist spotlight talking to Linda Clark. Yes. We're going to let you hear New Beginnings up in just a few minutes, so don't you go anywhere. So, Linda, let's tell people how they can connect with you and all of your sites.
Absolutely. First and foremost, you can visit me at my website, lindaclarkmusic.com, because you know Linda Clark is such a uncommon name, right? So lindaclarkmusic.com. And again, Twitter, Facebook, Linda Clark Music, you know, is my tag. And so please hit me up on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. I'm available wherever you can purchase music. And locally here in Richmond, you can purchase my music at BK Music and you know, some of these other outlets, and as well as the Mount Gilead bookstore. So lindaclarkmusic.com, people.
There you go. And so when will they be able to purchase your full project?
Actually, the full project is already available.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
I released the single in November of last year, and the project was released in February, the full project. Thank you for making that known, because, you know, a lot of people believe that because the CD is actually titled New Beginnings, it's still just the single, but that is the entire project that's available for purchase even now.
Oh, there you go. CD Baby, all those good places, iTunes,
yes,
we mentioned them. Wonderful. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Man, it's really twofold. I'm motivated when I'm able to motivate, when I'm able to make an impact on, you know, whether it's the children that I oversee, you know, on the youth praise teams, whether it's the people I come in contact with on a daily basis, being able to put a smile on somebody's face, give them some inspiration, give them hope. That's what keeps me going on a day to day. And last but not least, my children and my husband and families, you know, being able to motivate and help them and inspire them that they too can live their dreams. That's what motivates me.
Phenomenal. And I saw on your Facebook that you recently celebrated a wedding anniversary. So shout out to that. We got to put our hands
together. Hey, baby. Love you, love you.
Great. Well, Linda Clark, it has been wonderful. We're going to let people hear New Beginnings right now. And we thank you so much for stopping by.
Charvette, thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. And I can't wait to meet you, beautiful woman of God.
Oh, thank you. All right,
You're
here we
welcome.
Go, listeners. New Beginnings by Linda Clark.
Not what I want to be, not what I used to be. Becoming all I need to be. Not what I want to be. Not what I used to be. Becoming all I meant to be. Old things have passed away. Behold, a new and prized day, a new beginning, new beginnings. All things have passed away. Behold, a new and prized day, a new and prized. This is my new. Away, new beginnings.
by Linda Clark. You can pick up her music online. It's available for you, CD Baby, Amazon, all those great places. You can visit her online at www.lindaclarkmusic.com, her main website, www.lindaclarkmusic.com. There's no E on the end of Clark there. And also check her out, connect with her on Facebook and Twitter, all under Linda Clark Music. All right, so we are moving into our next spotlight. I call this my Pastor Spotlight. I am delighted to have hanging out in the green room. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic momentarily. Reverend Kimberly A. Ridley, I'm telling you what, she founded the Light Community Church in 2010, and the church membership has just been growing. They have been impacting the community. They're about to move into their brand new facility this September. Listen, she is a passionate preacher, a workshop facilitator, a conference speaker, and a revivalist, and certainly she has a heart for ministry, a heart for family, a heart for mothers, and all of that, and we are delighted to feature her in our Pastor Spotlight, so I want you to put your hands together as we bring to the mic Pastor Kim. Hello, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you are quite welcome. We love to spotlight and feature movers and shakers and people that are not letting the grass grow under their feet.
Well, I think that would be me at this season. I think the first time you and I talked, if I can give you a plug, was for our website several years ago, and we were just getting started. And so it's just amazing how God has just brought us back together to share in this way. To be selected for the Pastor Spotlight is amazing.
Yes, and you know, you never know where life will take you. You never ever know.
That's right.
Yeah, and the website looks fabulous, and I'm not saying I started it, but they have taken it on to higher levels. So go look, listen, you can go check it out now, mylightcc.org, mylightcc.org, so you can go check it out. But let's start from the beginning. I'd love to have people kind of hear how you started in ministry. We have a lot of women ministers, women and men that are in ministry, but primarily a lot of women listeners in ministry. How did you get started?
Well, I came to Richmond by way of a job opportunity several years ago, and I started going with a college friend of mine. A shout out to Hampton University graduates, by the way, but she invited me to start going to St. Paul's, and that's where I started to attend. And literally at St. Paul's for 17 years, God just kept growing me from the back row to a little bit closer to a little bit closer. That's where I was licensed and ordained. And I always share with ministers that I mentor that ministry is an ongoing process. I mean, God is smart enough and his wisdom is strong enough that he's not going to show you the whole picture right away. He just gives you a little snippet, and you be faithful to the part that you know about. And so, Charvette, that was my process, was that God called me to preach, and then from there he called me to go to seminary, and then from seminary he called me into full-time ministry, and it's just been a continuous calling. Sometimes the calling included struggle. Of course, the calling included prayer. But my story is that the calling had to contain courage. And I think for anyone, you asked to talk about my journey, anyone that is stepping into the journey of ministry, it's going to be a journey of courage, that you have to be courageous enough to do what God said. And then you will begin to see his hand in even a greater way, just because of your courage. It's a step of faith, and it's partnership with God for his plan. And so that's my story. I mean, I was licensed and ordained there. I was on staff at St. Paul's for 6 years, and it was at that point that God really began to minister to me about the Light Community Church and starting this new work.
My goodness. And so did you have a struggle when you realized, okay, I'm going from ministry to, okay, I'm going to actually plant and start a church from the ground, not take over someone's church, not, you know, a pastor left and I get to come in with the staff, and but from the ground. I want to make that clear, listeners, that you started grassroots.
Yeah, I mean, grassroots. I mean, and I'm not going to say it was easy. I think once I finally knew that this was indeed a God thing, and God had to remind me that I've done new things before. I had just never done this new thing, and that's why I was enjoying that song, New Beginnings, because it's always a series of new beginnings, right? So when I was, you know, kept going to God to make sure, God, is this you? I need to make sure that this is you, of course. He said, Kim, this is not new. You've had new positions in the corporate world that nobody had before you. You've been put in situations before where you had to create ministries that weren't there. Trust me that it's already in you. And so when I trusted God, I literally left a full-time, you know, and I need folks to hear, you know, that the faith and being courageous, you know, once you know that it's God, I wasn't mad at anybody. Nobody hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, you know, I wasn't trying to form a coup and get a little group together. Don't you think that you want to be? Nope, didn't do none of that. I left it to God's head. And, you know, I just had to understand that, you know, if God is sending me to it, he's going to bring the people around to support it. And sure enough, that's what happened. I mean, I left a full-time position. I have a husband and two children, age 12 and 7 now, but they were younger then in 2010. And so I stepped out, and in 2010 had my first service, didn't know who was coming, stepped
my
out to the stage, and, you know, over 300 people came out to support. And, you know, from there, God just began to grow this new thing through the vision that he'd given me.
My goodness. And how did you come up with, or how did you get the inspiration for the name of the church, the Light Community Church?
Mm-hmm. The scripture in Mark kept coming to mind, and it just arrested me. To let your light so shine before men and women that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I was smart enough at this point in my journey in ministry to begin to write things down, because I had learned that even when you don't have the full body of a thing, that God can give you the skeleton. He's dropping little nuggets. And I kept writing down that scripture, and I kept writing down community. And what he was doing was putting on paper what we've now walked out as a church. The foundational scripture for our church is about letting your light so shine. The community piece is who you're going to let it shine to. You're going to shine it to the community, those who are connected, not just by familiar spirit, but by proximity as well. And so those pieces came together, and when you check out our website, I made a point to put it clearly on there, the light. And then Jesus is the light of the world. There's only one. People often ask, why is it called the light? Well, there's only one light. Jesus is the light of the world. And so the community represents, you know, the community of church and the community of, you know, where you are, to make an impact where you are. A lot of people believe that in order for you to do your best work, that you have to work in a church or you have to be a pastor. No, you can be a light where you are. You can be a light whether you're a secretary at an office, whether you're a homemaker at home, whether you're a dad, you know, going out to make a living for the family. You serve the light. And so that light transitions through us, and that's how we are disciples for Christ and ambassadors for him.
Ambassador, we are all ambassadors for Christ, and I always reference that scripture when people get caught up on titles and, you know, I want to be this, I want to be that. Well, the scripture says we're all ambassadors for Christ, so there's your title right there, and certainly we all should be exhibiting the light of Christ wherever we go. You heard it right here, listeners, there you go. So we fast forward from 2010, we fast forward to now, so just tell us, what has it been like just the last couple years? It's been I'm sure sometimes it felt like a long, long time, but then now you look back and you probably feel like it just flew by.
I'm telling you, it's just been amazing, and certainly ups and downs and all that, but, you know, God's hand has just remained just very present. We started in 2010 in a high school auditorium. We were in Hermitage High School, and that school has been around for a number of years, but there had never been a church there. And so we were having church. They had never. We were the first church to be there. And from speaking with the principal, many churches had asked, but God's favor just allowed it so that we were the first ones to go there. And
And that's my alma mater. I graduated.
All
I'm a pastor.
Shout out to Hermitage. Shout out to Principal Wilson as well. And so that's where we started. God gave myself and my husband confirmation that this was the place that we were to start. And it certainly wasn't the place that we ended. We stayed at Hermitage from 2010 to 2012 as far as having worship services there. And I was working from home. I was working in Panera's. I was writing sermons in Starbucks. I mean, I didn't have an office, but the services were continuing at that location. And then God blessed us with a little multi-purpose office where I could do have somewhere where I could work on a steady basis, and we did our Bible study. And during that time, Charvette, he allowed us to build relationship with the Perrin Road Baptist Church, and they allowed us to come and have our baptisms. I mean, we baptized almost 50 people in the first year of the church. And so we needed a place where we could have baptism services, and so God allowed us to partner and do our baptism services over at Perrin Road. And then in 2012, last year, they asked us to partner and share space with them, which was a wonderful opportunity. Their church is still very much present, but we were able at that point on our two-year anniversary to have everything under one roof. We weren't in Hermitage anymore for service and somewhere else and then going over here for baptism, which can take a toll on people, you know, bringing equipment in and out. And we didn't know what God was going to do. We just knew he was going to move. And certainly he did with the invitation for us to come here. And I'm saying here because I'm sitting in the office now. But,
oh, wow.
So we have our offices here at this location at Perrin Road Baptist Church, and we have our services. And then January of this year, I got a call that there was a church that was looking for some different opportunities. And that is the place that we are going to be moving into in September as our own church home. And so we are super excited about what God has done.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, you need to put your hands together for that. Woohoo! The Light Community Church, I'm telling you, it's nothing like being able to kind of just settle down and get your feet, like, grounded. And so that's awesome that you've been able to do that in a very quick amount of time, quick amount of time, starting from the ground. So certainly God's favor is there. Is there anything that you've learned, that you would share, something you wish you knew? Let me say it that way. Something you wish you knew in 2010 that you know now that you might do differently or that would help someone else that is about to embark on this type of journey?
Well, I'm not sure that I would do anything differently. The biggest thing I can say that has to remain consistent with anybody that's doing something new for the Lord is that you got to know who called you. There are going to be times when you feel like, you know, you don't have what it takes, and that's exactly right. You don't. You know, you have to remember you have to remember who called you. The one who called you and the one who is sending you out is also the one who will equip you and empower you. And I think for me, if I can be the poster child for God's favor, and if I can be the poster child for anybody that's just trying to be faithful. You know, I heard one of my seminary professors at Virginia Union gave a statement that I will never forget. He said, never try to be famous. Try to be faithful and let God do the rest. And my job has just been to be faithful. And I think it's three stories of encouragement that comes out of our church story. You know, we'll be celebrating our three-year anniversary in September with a church that was basically given to us. And we're in a renovation process now. And that doesn't happen every day. And it's a tremendous God thing. And it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with people who were deliberately given the assignment to be conduits of God's grace, one of which is my father in ministry, Dr. Lance Watson. I always got to give a shout-out to him. I also have to give a shout-out to Reverend Landis, who was the previous pastor of the church that we're going to be going to, because they saw that the kingdom had to continue. And even though they weren't able to connect with the community, they still wanted to make sure that ministry continued in the community.
Yes.
And so I would just encourage anybody out there who's a pastor that has influence, use your influence to help somebody else. I would also encourage anyone who is a new minister, whether you're male or female, whether you're young or old, black or white, stay faithful. Do what God has told you to do, because somewhere down the line, God has already tapped somebody with a blessing with your name on it.
And I'm a witness to that. And everybody at the light are witnesses to that. We're just trying to walk out the favor that God has given to us, and we're grateful.
My God, y'all need to tweet that. Somebody has already, God has already tapped somebody with your blessing, waiting
That's
for you
right.
down the road. Oh, my goodness, if you just tuned in, we say, hey, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Pastor Spotlight with Reverend Kimberly A. Ridley. I'm telling you what, founder of the Light Community Church. So if people want to worship with you in the next, until September, what time do you hold service?
Okay. We have service right now at 11:30 every Sunday at the Parham Road Baptist Church. The address is 2101 North Parham Road, Richmond, Virginia, 23229. Beginning on September the 8th, we're going to be having our first worship service on the north side of Henrico. Some people say the north side of Richmond, but
uh-huh.
the address there will be on Azalea Avenue. And that's 601 Azalea Avenue. But right now, we're still at Parham Road Baptist Church. So come and worship with us at 11:30 a.m. every Sunday. You can also visit us on the website, and you gave that address earlier, www.mylightcc.org.
Great, and that's a great place, listeners. You can see pictures, you can see blog posts, you can find out what's going on with Bible study, you can see different things. There's a lot of activity. You can see videos from new members and get to see what they are saying about their experience with the Light Community Church. So,
and our block party is also coming up. Our block party
yes.
is on August the 24th. And that is an annual thing that we do every year. We encourage people from the community to come out to our block party. It's going to be on August the 24th, and we're just going to be a blessing to the community, free food, activities. The Deltas are going to be stepping from VCU. The Henrico
oh,
High School Drumline is going to be there, Duncan Booth. I mean, we just want to meet our new neighbors, and we just want to praise God for the blessing.
Amen. Well, certainly we applaud you and are excited that we got a chance to spotlight you and just celebrate all the great things that God's doing for you and the Light Community Church. And we thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you, Charvette. It was a blessing. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? We're going to take a very, very quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
In the newly released book, I Didn't Know, by Yvette Allen Tatum, the many faces of child abuse, from the victims to the abusers, are exposed and brought to the forefront. Yvette believes the only tragedy greater than the actual crime of child abuse is the ignorance of the silence of the abuse. Pick up your copy of I Didn't Know by Yvette Allen Tatum online at YvetteAllen-Tatum.com. That's YvetteAllen-Tatum.com.
Hey, are you a Christian young adult looking for events that won't compromise your walk with Christ? If so, join our Facebook group, Clean Fun RVA, to stay up to date on happenings in the Richmond area. Be blessed.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back there. Listen, this show was awesome today. We started out talking to a producer, songwriter, and artist, Bubby Fan. Check out his project, his group, Bubby Fan and Praise Beyond, Everywhere Music is Sold. Then we went into our artist spotlight, Richmond, Virginia, Stand Up, yes, with Linda Clark. Linda Clark, check her out, lindaclarkmusic.com. And then we ended up with our pastor spotlight, Reverend Kimberly A. Ridley, the founder and the pastor of the Light Community Church. Awesome, 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 awesome what's going on there. Listen, that's going to be a wrap. We are excited that you tune in every single week to check us out. Of course, we'll have more phenomenal shows and all that good stuff, and I want to make sure that you follow me. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.